Hello and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. $95 million more dollars flowed into Hawaii this past February than in the same month last year. That's according to the Hawaii Tourism Authority, and the increase represents an almost 8% gain from a nearly 2% spike in visitor arrivals. So how come state revenues seemingly aren't feeling the effect? Despite another record-breaking tourism year, the Council on Revenues report recently revised its state forecast from 3 to 2.5%. And while the go-to answers are often offsets from sectors not performing as well, plus ongoing obligations, we wondered whether there might be something else leading to the disconnect of revenue flow. Marilyn Niuwau is the vice chair of the Council on Revenues and is on the line with us now. Aloha.
Aloha.
Thanks for making the time. Now, you make the point that to interpret the HTA numbers and then look for a balance in state revenue is too simplistic. Why?
Well, in my opinion, forecasting tax revenue collections for the state of Hawaii is increasingly challenging. Because of structural changes in the way consumers and businesses are conducting business and purchasing goods and services in the internet age, I believe that past tax collection averages and trends no longer are reliable indicators of current and future tax collections.
So why has that changed, or how has that changed, and what do you see as being the points behind that that we should be considering as we look at these top-line numbers?
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to take a look at the over tax collections. Of the total Hawaii General Fund tax revenue collections the state receives, the Hawaii General Excise and Use Taxes account for approximately 52% of the total tax collections. The Hawaii General Excise Tax is imposed on Hawaii businesses on their gross receipts. In addition, the use tax is imposed upon Hawaii consumers on their purchases of out-of-state goods and services for use in Hawaii.
So I think you're making the point that this is really a much smaller part than we think about it when we see these wonderful numbers coming from HTA.
Yes. If you look year-to-date, hotel rentals and construction contracting appear to have solid tax revenue growth. But hotel rentals and contracting only represent approximately 18% of total Hawaii General Excise tax collections for the current fiscal year. Therefore, despite the recent glowing news of big visitor spending increases of 7.7% in February and positive growth in visitor arrivals of approximately 2%, overall general fund tax revenue growth is roughly 2%. And essentially flat after adjusting for inflation.
So Marilyn, are you saying then that we have a tax structure that's not necessarily consistent with where we are right now in terms of business and the way business has been evolving and growing and the way people's behavior has changed?
Yes. In my opinion, tax collections are less than what I would expect, given the apparent strength of the economy, because the current tax structure is becoming less effective in the evolving economy and ongoing demographic changes. One way to see it is to use the analogy of a fisherman casting his net to harvest fish, or in this case, the state of Hawaii collecting tax dollars from the underlying economy. I see four large holes in the tax net of Hawaii: online retail sales, online vacation rentals, outsourcing of services, and the underground cash economy. In order to close those holes in our tax net, we constantly have to re-examine our tax laws and their implementation to ensure that the state has adequate funds to finance its programs.
So as you look at the system right now, given the four points that you've just made, what do you think has to be done most immediately to be able to address at least some of those points?
Well, I think that we probably should look at where the revenues the biggest source of revenues. Retail, which makes up nearly 40% of total Hawaii general excise tax collections, is an industry in flux. While year-to-date tax collections from retail are relatively flat or declining if you factor in inflation, a drive around the many of the shopping centers reveals an alarming amount of vacant retail space. This trend is not unique to Hawaii. It is happening across the nation as brick-and-mortar stores struggle to compete against online retailers who offer free shipping and no sales taxes.
But isn't that changing, for example, like with Amazon?
Yes, except for Amazon is not remitting all of the amounts that you buy from Amazon. It's only a portion that they have, and they won't remit the amounts due from third-party vendors.
So what happens with the use tax?
Purchases of goods and services for use in Hawaii are supposed to pay the use tax on those purchases. However, the use tax oftentimes is not paid by consumers, and so this is a constant struggle. We're trying to have legislation to fill the gap or try to capture that use tax on purchases so people's behavior will be reflected in taxes collected by the state.
There's also the issue of how tax rates for higher income individuals has changed. And we've been talking about this for a while now with the Tax Foundation. But looking at what happened at the in the tax rates last year, when they went from 11% to 8.25% because that temporary legislation expired, you say that's also a problem.
Yes, that would affect the current year fiscal year collections for 2016, and so you won't have as much income collected for this fiscal year. And also, the state received a one-time $39 million lawsuit settlement from Expedia and other online travel companies during the last fiscal year, which they will not receive in the current fiscal year. So those types of items explain why we won't have as much of a growth in the current fiscal year as, for example, in prior years, or as what we might expect.
So generally, when you hear, when you hear some of these numbers that we have heard now for several years from HTA, and people see the headlines for that, it's hard to remind people that this is only a part of the story, although you might think, well, of course, we would logically think that. How then do you have to recapitulate this whole system in a way that average people will understand that there may be a need for a real change of the whole tax system itself?
Well, it's a very complicated to try to change the tax laws to try to tax online retailers and outsourcing vendors because they live out of the state, because they do not have what you call physical presence or nexus in the state. So trying to capture taxes from those retailers or vendors is very difficult. And I would suggest, my personal opinion, is that if everyone buys locally in Hawaii products, goods, and services, it will help the tax collections in Hawaii and also the economy in Hawaii.
That's not necessarily great news for online retailers who see the world as their marketplace, and maybe even for some Hawaii retailers who buy into that idea, too. I hear you say that it's tough to really chase those retailers and get back what they're supposed to be paying. But aside from that part of the equation, what else do you think has to change in Hawaii so that we perhaps can better some of the other points that you made concerning maybe, personal income tax? I'm sure people who are in higher tax brackets don't really want to hear that they may be booted up to 11% again.
Yeah, we have a big problem here because we have Hawaii's aging population means that there are demographic changes, less consumer spending, and therefore less taxes collected, and much of the retirement income for retirees would be exempt from Hawaii tax. So we really have to look at the tax structure in the state to try to capture what taxes we could from the underlying economy, even if the economy appears to be a strong one at the current time.
We know that that's going to move into a less strong position in the coming years. If you had your druthers in the world, according to Marilyn Newell, what would you do first to be able to stem that just a little bit?
Well, I would encourage people to buy local. That would help with the economy. I think that we really have to take a look and try to see whether through legislation we can capture some of that income that is not being taxed because of out-of-state sales and consumption of out-of-state services. And there's one other thing is you know, the airlines have cut back on their luggage. You know, you have to pay for luggage now. And if you think about where you're going to be buying items in Hawaii, if you have to pay for luggage, then people would be less inclined to buy things in Hawaii and then take it back. They'll more often try to ship it back to their home, for example, or not buy at all. And that would mean that there would be less taxes collected in the state.
I want to thank you for the time that you're able to give us. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Marilyn Niuau is a Hawaii-certified public accountant and attorney. She's president of Niuau & Roberts, CPAs on Maui, and has an almost 40-year career. She's the past board president of the National Society of Accountants, a state director of the Hawaii Association of Public Accountants, and the vice chair of the Council on Revenues.